Dreamscape presents The Spy, A Tale of the Neutral Ground by James Fenimore Cooper. Narrated by Pete Cross. Chapter 1. And though amidst the calm of thought entire some high and haughty features might betray a soul impetuous once, 'twas earthly fire that fled composure's intellectual ray as Etna's fires grow dim before the rising day. Gertrude of Wyoming. It was near the close of the year 1780 that a solitary traveler was seen pursuing his way through one of the numerous little valleys of Westchester. The easterly wind, with its chilling dampness and increasing violence, gave unerring notice of the approach of a storm, which, as usual, might be expected to continue for several days. And the experienced eye of the traveler was turned in vain through the darkness of the evening in quest of some convenient shelter, in which for the term of his confinement by the rain that already began to mix with the atmosphere in a thick mist, he might obtain such accommodations as his purposes required. Nothing whatever offered but the small and inconvenient tenements of the lower order of the inhabitants with whom, in that immediate neighborhood, he did not think it either safe or politic to trust himself. The county of Westchester, after the British had obtained possession of the island of New York, became common ground, in which both parties continued to act for the remainder of the War of the Revolution. A large proportion of its inhabitants, either restrained by their attachments or influenced by their fears, affected a neutrality they did not feel. The lower towns were, of course, more particularly under the dominion of the crown, while the upper, finding a security from the vicinity of the continental troops, were bold in asserting their revolutionary opinions and their right to govern themselves. Great numbers, however, wore masks, which even to this day have not been thrown aside, and many an individual has gone down to the tomb stigmatized as a foe to the rights of his countrymen, while in secret he has been the useful agent of the leaders of the revolution. And on the other hand, could the hidden repositories of divers flaming patriots have been opened to the light of day, royal protections would have been discovered concealed under piles of British gold. At the sound of the tread of the noble horse rid-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?